This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Department of Children and Family Services Secretary Marquita Walters says the state's food stamp program is at risk if a $13 million funding gap isn't filled in next year's budget.
I'm not trying to be melodramatic. There is no fat in the DCFS budget.
The budget proposed by Appropriations Chairman Cameron Henry would give the agency the same amount of money they received last year. Walters told the committee Tuesday it isn't enough.
We consider it a cut because costs have gone up.
She says after years of budget cuts under the Jindal administration, the department has already trimmed where it can. And the only place left to find $13 million in savings is the Supplemental Nutrition and Assistance Program, or SNAP.
That's the only program that we have that we can generate that much of a savings in all of our budget.
More than 860,000 people in Louisiana receive SNAP benefits monthly, nearly 18% of the state's population. Those benefits are fully funded by the federal government, but states have to cover half of the cost to administer the program. If the legislature doesn't find the money, Walters says the food stamp program would be forced to end next year. But she's confident that won't actually happen.
Nobody believes we're really going to cut the SNAP program. Nobody wants that.
Funding for SNAP could come from the $130 million in additional revenue that state economists have predicted. Representative Henry's budget doesn't include that. Speaker of the House, Republican Taylor Barra, a member of the Revenue Estimating Conference, has blocked the state's ability to spend that money so far. The REC meets again today to try and break that stalemate. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.